Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Okay.
I didn't realize that Pete Rose went to jail. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but he actually went to prison?
Yes, he did. In fact, when he came out, he went to a halfway house and was in a halfway house for a while and then was released fully into society.
Wild. I didn't realize rich, famous people went to jail for tax evasion.
Well, how do you think they got Al Capone? No, I'm seriously. How do you think they got Al Capone? Al Capone was put in prison for tax evasion.
Or Wesley Snipes.
Well, yeah, but you know what? You watch him in Major League.
You knew it was coming?
Yeah. What the heck? No, Willie Mays Hayes. All right, so obviously Penn State's on pause. So what do you know that you can share with everybody?
Everything. It's a mass outbreak. Yeah. 15 plus. No.
No, it's not even close. You
know, yeah. So.
I ask questions I might know the answers to. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what do you know, Steve?
Yeah, I know.
No, I mean, let's just do the mental arithmetic on this, which is, you know, Penn State didn't have a game over Christmas and Jim Ferry acknowledged it. Like, they allowed those guys to go home for Christmas Day. You know, and then they came back, and the anticipation was and is that the antigen testing, right, like the immediate stuff that they do on a daily basis, catches this before it gets out of control. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not sure that I would describe a couple of players as out of control, but, you know, it gets to a point where you think you're in the clear and you're not. And so, you know, if the testing can't stay ahead in terms of detecting the virus from when guys have it in the early stages of infection, you know, it keeps presenting that opportunity, you know, for it to spread as long as you're continuing to do team activities. And so the fact that they shut down, you know, that they're pausing things, I'm not sure I can really like blame in either direct, you know, could they have shut down earlier and maybe instead of missing four games, they missed three? Yeah, maybe. But, you know, you expect the testing to be good enough to keep you ahead of it. And, you know, this is not a coincidence. You know, James Franklin for the entirety of the football season is complaining about false negatives, right? Or false positives.
Yeah.
And so that's just the deal is the testing is unreliable. It has not gotten more reliable. And so you're kind of, as long as you're doing things that go outside of the bounds of social distancing, and that's what is the attempt here, is to proceed as normal, right? You're going to continue to have protocols, and you're going to continue to take caution.
Right.
You know, you're still playing basketball. You're still playing football. You're still doing these things that fly in the face of that. And until you stop doing that, you know, it's kind of tough to get this thing under control, and you're seeing it all over the country.
I will make one quick point though, and I'm not making this point out of turn here, because when Carolyn Keegar was on the coaches show that we did before Christmas, that she was on the 17th, we talked about this. So she openly admitted that she was going to let her players go home, and we talked about it in that segment. Lady Lyons went home and did not have a problem. So it's happenstance. It's catch as catch can. You don't know how the virus is in charge, and that's the way it is.
Yep, totally. And you can and Jim Ferry before Christmas and after Christmas, in his media availabilities, talked about, you know, how proud he was of these guys. Yep. Like, I think the point to make, and I think that this is what you're saying, is it's not like anyone can or should point fingers at these guys and say, oh, well, you know, you're you're not doing the things that you're supposed to do, like a blame kind of situation. I don't think that that is what it is at all. I think it's just, you know, somebody gets it, they don't know it, and, you know, you continue to do and you know, follow all of the guidelines that you're asked to follow, and guess what? It still happens.
Sure.
It still happens. And so that's, you know, that's where they are now, and you know, we'll see where they are in a week, I guess.
Right. So they're also 40 right now. They've actually moved up in the net.
Yeah. Keep it going.
As I texted Dick Girardi, he said, this is a brilliant strategy. But when you look at their schedule, which in the KenPom is ranked third in the country and you're 40, you're positioned with winning some games to actually do something here, because they've got opportunity and they've got a starting position that allows the opportunity to pay off.
Yeah. Yes. No doubt. And you know, in a lot of ways, like, it's not, obviously nothing correlates to any other year.
No, of course not.
But last year they lost three games, and in the Big Ten, obviously, to start, you know, the January swing after that Iowa game, and it was like, poof, I don't know. I mean, if they're 0-3 in these three games, and look at what's coming, poof, you know, not good things to come. Well, no, they won eight in a row last year, and you know, the schedule continues to be challenging. That's just what it is. To get through the Big Ten, literally just about any year, you're going to have to play high-quality, top 25, you know, top 40 net teams. And that's night in, that's night out. Can Penn State win games? Yeah. Yeah, they can. This team has that ability. They've proven that they can do it, obviously, with the win at Virginia Tech, obviously, with, you know, how close even some of the losses have been. It's just a matter of being able to differentiate, you know, a couple of those winning plays, particularly on the defensive side of the floor. You know, they got to be better defensively, and they got to start to put together those explosive offensive nights with stronger defensive efforts, and they're going to find themselves on the winning side of the ledger.
And name the only team in the country so far that has held Michigan under 80. They held them to 60, yeah. They held them to 62.
You know, I stopped paying attention for a minute and didn't realize that they were as good as they are now.
Yeah.
9-0. I mean, top 10, like, that's, yeah, you know, I didn't see a top 10 team when Penn State played them. But I mean, I think it's legit, right?
I will say this. Dickinson is legit.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, Dickinson is, around the basket, can finish left or right, but he also has great hands. I mean, in other words, the ball goes into him, he doesn't drop it. It's amazing how, you know, if you can be a big guy, some big guys have lousy hands. He doesn't. Penn State, obviously, transfer in, transfer out. The latest one is C.J. Thorpe. Your thoughts on how this has played out so far?
You know, so I guess I would just say that none have really surprised me. I think when you see, right, C.J. Thorpe, you know, like, thanks for your services. You know? Yeah. I mean, I think Penn State, like, it's just, it's not a mystery how his season went and why it went the way that it did. And then for him to make this call, you know, at the end of all that, it's kind of like, look, you know, if you are actively, you know, inhibiting success for the team based on, you know, some of your in-game actions, like, you know, it's beyond an anomaly, you know, at that point. It becomes a trend. And so, you know, that's bygones, you know. And so that's where that is. And you know, I think beyond Thorpe, I think that you can continue to see, you know, this is no secret. Penn State still needs help at defensive end. You gotta you know, fix that that hole that you have there in the depth chart and the scholarship roster. And they need help at safety. You know, so it's this is and will continue to be, you know, kind of one of those evolving situations based on how things transpire, right? I mean, can they get a defensive end from the high school ranks? Do they want one from the portal? What's John Dotson doing? Still don't know that. Still don't know what Jaquan Brisker is doing. You know, these are you know, kind of the important caveats before the dust settles.
And I think that for the most part, maybe not on all of them, but I think for the most part, the football program already knows the answers, and that and one by one, these are coming out.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they know every answer, but I think they know most of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, you get feedback, and let's be honest here, there's a deadline to all of this.
Sure.
For the guys that want to go pro, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think it's the 15th of January.
Yep.
You know, Friday after the national championship game.
Yep.
So, you know, so we're going to find out, and it's the I always, you know, kind of love in this business when, you know, we glorify, right, like finding things out 15 minutes before they happen. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like the law of things that are going, they have to happen, right? Mm-hmm. John Dotson has to make a decision. he's either going to stay or he's going to go. And so, you know, we can all clutch our pearls until that happens, but you know, it's going to happen. Something will happen at some point. And the reality is, not only is it going to happen, but it's going to happen 9 months before they play another game.
Right.
There will be time, instead of Michael Parsons opting out 4 weeks before the start of the season, there will be time to adjust. The roster will mostly be settled before Penn State football plays its next game.
Yeah, my patience, I think, sometimes in this show drives some people nuts. He's so patient about
that. You have too much?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
it's all right.
Steve, you and I, we're too laid back. It is what it is. they want what they want, and they want it now.
Yeah, I noticed that. Like, hey, it'll happen. Don't worry about it. They aren't playing this week. I'm good.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Something will happen.
Yeah, and you know
we'll
what?
See.
And in the end, I think it's going to be good. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And always a pleasure, my good friend.
Thanks so much for having me. I always appreciate you having me on.
You